Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as well. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're bringing Tiny in here. Been talking about this, and we talk about it every year. The Crew DeRue is going to have its annual Dirty Birdie Golf Charity Classic, and Tiny's joining us. What's up, Tiny?
What's up, guys? How y'all?
Doing good, man. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate the tournament. Let's raise some money for Elmina. And let's raise some money for Ronald McDonald House. And you guys have added the American Heart Association, too, huh?
Yeah, we did. The American Heart Association is something, you know, near and dear to me, because me having my AFib and having heart surgery to repair AFib, we decided, let's just go. Let's add. They have been part of the past, but we're really kind of amping up with them kind of this year. And, you know, they help us just as much as everybody else, but... You know, due to this COVID thing, it's more important that we help the Ronald McDonald House and the Elmina Shriners. If people don't know what they do, but they take kids from other countries and they help them. They perform surgeries on them that they can't get back in other countries. And, you know, it's more important now that we raise money for them to help get those kids not only into the hospital, but a lot of them come from the Elmina Shriners Hospital right there in Galveston. And they stay at the Ronald McDonald House, and they go back and forth in and out. So those guys are intertwined, and, you know, not to say that they're having trouble, getting beds for kids with COVID, but we just help them move along. And, it's been a little bit more of a difficult task, so we've had to raise, you know, cleaning products and stuff like that for them, while we're not having the golf tournament and Mardi Gras is not going on. So we've helped them out in a whole lot of other ways, but this golf tournament certainly gives them a big boost in the right direction, to keep doing the great things that they do over there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The Elmina Shriners and the Ronald McDonald House and the American Heart Association all benefiting. September 25th. Okay. Fun. Tell me, what are we? We're gonna have drinks. We're gonna have all kinds of cage and everything is going on. Come on.
Hey, look, check it. 6 o'clock in the morning, you're gonna get there. You're gonna sign up. You're gonna get your Bloody Marys. You're gonna get your breakfast. Then you're gonna get your golf cart. Then you're gonna get the beer. And then you're gonna get the golf. And then you're just gonna get more drink, more food, more fun, all benefiting these great organizations. And we're going to have that DJ back out there pumping it live. You know how we do it.
I know.
This ain't your normal golf course. We'll probably have Led Zeppelin blaring somewhere about 10:30.
Well, I know that because we were trying to do a radio show, and you got the DJ out there just blasting the music. So you're going to have some background music when we're out there. On Friday, September 25th, we're going to be there. It's a great tournament. It's a lot of fun. It's for a great cause. Go sign up now. Go to ESPN975.com and go to our promotions page, and you'll see where you can sign up for the tournament. Let's go. Let's raise some money. Let's have some fun. This is great. It's a great way to do it, too, because everybody, you can get together, but you're not together because you're outside, you're separated. So this is a safe way to go about it. A golf tournament is the best way to raise some money right now during the COVID. Let's go ESPN975.com. Go to our promotions page and sign up. Tiny, well, we're looking forward to it. We'll see you out there.
Yes, sir. We'll see you later.
All right, pal. There's Tiny right here on ESPN97.5. All right, 10:05. Let's do our picks. Let's get some picks in here, Lance. I'm going to pick UAB tonight, okay? I got UAB tonight beating Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to go UAB by 3 touchdowns over Miami.
Well, I know
these are supposed to be our NFL picks, but we might as well make that pick.
We're going to make that pick, too. Yeah, pretty much.
Del, who do you have?
Who do you got in that one, Del?
I got the Canes, and I got everyone here being feeling really bad that De'Aaron King's not their quarterback anymore. You'll realize, despite the struggles that started off last year, his first year under Dana Holgorsen, that, oh, yeah, he's a pretty good quarterback. We wish we still had him. That's what you're going to realize.
That's what you're going to realize?
Yes.
All right. When Clayton Tune went is in New York for the Heisman, then
last time he did this, though, was with Joe Burrow. He was saying stuff like this.
Right? When Clayton Tune is there.
We were laughing about the Joe Burrow stuff.
When Clayton Tune is picking up that AAC trophy, okay? Maybe not New York, but AAC trophy.
Yeah, I feel... Yeah, okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, I feel great about great about a team who was so fearful of playing BYU, they had to switch the game to a home game because we don't want to go to Provo, so they had to move the game.
They don't want to play BYU at all.
Well, if you want to know the truth. Not getting out of it now.
BYU's pretty good.
Yeah, they better watch it.
They got a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Oh, did you see what their offensive line looked like?
Oh my God.
The headshots?
Oh, my God.
Like, ooh.
Why do you have gray in your beard?
30. What are you doing football?
Holy crap. All right, let's make some NFL picks. Who you got winning the South? AFC South.
AFC South, I got the Indianapolis Colts.
You got the Colts?
Yep.
Hater.
I got the Titans.
Okay. Yep. I think the Colts, DeForest Buckner defensively, you have a healthy...
I don't trust Phillip Rivers.
See, I trust him more than... Jacoby Brissett.
23-20 last year.
Yeah, but I trust him more than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but I still...
And I think Frank Reich is a better offensive mind, to be honest with you. And they don't have to throw it all day. They got a rushing
attack. Shot put Philly can get the ball down the field to T.Y. Hilton. We're talking about that with Mike Evans and Tom Brady. I'll take Tom Brady's arm all day.
Well, they're telling me that he's throwing it down there, but I don't think he has to like the Chargers. This ain't the Chargers offensive line. This is the Colts bully line. Quentin Nelson's there. And they added Jonathan Taylor. I think you're going to see them run the ball like 200 yards a game. I mean, they expect to play bully ball with Phillip Rivers throwing it 20 times.
So they're going to be this year's Titans.
Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. They plan to play with DeForest Buckner. They gave up a first for DeForest Buckner and had a deal done with him in advance. That's how some teams do it. Then they drafted another running back to go with Marlon Mack. And then they said, look, let's just pound the rock. That's what they're going to try to do. Let's just pound the rock and have Big Philly work off play action and not trust him to
so I was talking
throw it 35 times.
Oh yeah. J-Joe goes, dude. He goes, Derrick Henry is as big as Jadeveon Clowney. He said, you can't tackle him in practice. That dude, I mean, and we saw, remember that run that he had?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry had that run?
Where he beat up everybody
all the way down the field? It was Jacksonville, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a night game.
I don't know. It was one of those games. I mean, he did it more than once.
Yes, but he said, man, I'm going to tell you what, that you can't tackle this dude.
They're tough. I think it's between those two teams, yeah. Tennessee. And I'm just going with Frank Reich and Phillip Rivers with a reduced role, because we saw it definitely worked for Ryan Tannehill, a reduced passing role. You get diminishing returns with certain quarterbacks. The more you ask of them, you start getting, it's the law of diminishing returns. The less you ask of Tannehill, the better he was. I think the less you ask of Phillip Rivers, the better he's going to be.
Here's the deal. I'm going to tell you this, too. Two teams will come out of a division.
I think two are coming out of this division.
This division. Yeah. No, three teams. Three teams will come out of one division. The champ and two wild cards.
Oh, yeah, there's a third
team. There's a third wild card this year.
Yeah, yeah. Who did I have?
And I think it's coming from here, and I think the Texans are making the playoffs. I think they could finish third in this division and make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I'm going off my NFL stuff. I have Steelers and Browns. Okay, so I have Baltimore Ravens winning division. Everyone the same there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dale? Ravens.
Are you Ravens?
Also, I have the Colts winning the AFC South.
You do?
By the way. Yes.
Are we all, let me put Colts. Are we all Chiefs and all Ravens?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
East?
What about the East? I got Bills. Do it.
He can't do it.
We're all Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, they're built the best.
Okay. We're going to have some differences here. AFC East.
We just did that, right?
We just did it.
I mean, NFC East, rather.
Oh. I got Philly.
I got the Cowboys.
I got Philly. Me and John are the smart ones, and you're the sorry people.
Who's your backup? Who's the backup quarterback to Carson Wentz?
Doesn't matter. Carson Wentz is going to last the season.
Eventually, it'll be Nick Foles again.
It's Jalen Hurts right now.
Yeah.
Oh, a winner.
That's right. They drafted him.
A winner.
Yeah, that's all he does is win.
So how about the West?
Back in the Cowboys.
Are we all on San Francisco, or are there any sneaky Seattle or Arizona types here?
I think Seattle makes the playoffs, but I think it's San Francisco's division again.
Yeah.
They're really good. Shanahan's really good.
Was Seattle a fourth down goal line stop from winning the division or make against
yeah.
at home?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking Russ and the Seahawks.
Okay. So you're taking Seattle, okay?
I'll tell you where there's going to be some differences is the NFC South.
You like the Bucks, don't you?
I like the Bucks to make the playoffs, but
I like the Saints winning the division.
I think Atlanta's sneaky.
To do what?
Atlanta's sneaky.
I try to do that every year with them. Every year I try to get myself up on. I tell you what, when you look at this team on paper, and every year it's like, man, what is this garbage?
Well, and they're soft defensively.
I got Saints.
With Dan Quinn.
Who you got, Dell?
I got the Saints.
I got the Saints too.
Okay, and then I've got the Chicago Bears winning the North. Ooh. I think they'll be kings in the North.
With Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, I like that pick when I made it when I expected Foles to be the easy winner. But I just think when you look at the division, I think the division is really weak. And I do think they'll run the ball better this year, although
they're gonna have
there's no reason to believe that since David Montgomery. David Montgomery may play in week one. I like their defense.
In every matchup in that division for the six games you're going to play, they're going to have the worst quarterback.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the team with the worst quarterback.
Until Foles wins that job.
He's still the worst quarterback.
Yeah, but he has a history of being a winner.
But he's the worst quarterback in that division. He is. That's where I'm taking the Packers.
Me too.
I'm taking the Packers. Oh,
stupid. Okay, my wild cards are Dallas, Seattle, Tampa. Who are your wild cards?
My wild cards, I think two are coming. I think Atlanta and Tampa are coming from that division, and I'm going to go Seattle.
I'll go Seattle, Tampa. No, I'll go San Fran. I have Seattle's division winner. San Fran, Minnesota, Tampa.
Okay. And in the AFC, I've got Titans, Browns, and Steelers as my wild card picks.
I got Colts, Texans, and Steelers.
That's probably the favorite.
Ooh.
Although I don't know if the Texans are the favorite to be there. Yeah, I think they are.
It's what they do every year.
No, I know.
They make the playoffs. So there's nobody. They do.
You know, there's people who still think New England is a tough team. They're sitting everybody out on defense. I don't understand. Yeah. Just because of Cam?
No.
Who's Cam throwing to?
Nobody.
I looked at that roster because I was seeing all the hype. I was like, who? This is an atrocious offensive roster.
I don't understand
roster.
That hype. They have legitimate dudes
They're
sitting
guys
out.
You've never heard of starting for them.
And then N'Keal Harry hasn't really done
and
anything
Jacoby
yet.
Jacoby Myers is another guy. That's
who?
Playing. Is it Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby can't even. He can't get open against you, Dell.
Well, I
he could not separate school. Against you, even coming out of college.
I mean, I look at that.
Julian Edelman, who, you know.
Who's, I guess, going to play.
We'll see. There's no Gronk again. I don't know.
They may have the worst offensive weapons in football.
And yet they're getting a bunch of hype for some reason.
I guess just Sony Michel and who else? Who's the other running back? Deion Lewis
Sony Michel's
or James
got a
White?
He's got a foot injury that they're still trying to get figured out. To make sure that they want to limit his carries.
Yeah. He was like one of the last fantasy picks.
I drafted him in our draft, you know, our snake draft. I was the last one I got. I think I felt like this is a good stash player.
Mm-hmm.
Cam got to New England and was like, I had better weapons than Carolina, even before Christian McCaffrey was there. When I was throwing the Devin Funchess, I had better weapons there.
No way those are better.
Well, than the Patriots currently?
I mean, you might be right. He had Ted Ginn to throw to?
Yeah.
He can't be happy.
No. He might be happy.
Did you see that story about Brady, how dour he was all year? They were glad that if he would have come back, that his attitude last year. Well, no wonder.
Yeah.
You got Bill Belichick and you got crap to throw to.
There was no Gronk.
Yeah. There was nobody to throw to.
I got news for you. We found out, I mean, Tommy needs Gronk. Now, if you can't do something now, with Baker Mayfield and Tom Brady, have loads of riches.
I think his whoopee is going to be Evans. He likes that big
receiver.
It's
either
going to
be him or Godwin. I agree.
Whoopee's going to be Evans. But
whoever already, Bruce moves into the slot.
Well, people are already nominating Scotty Miller because he looks exactly like a Patriots slot receiver.
Scotty Miller is actually a pretty good little player.
People are already nominating.
Where did he come from? He was a Mac guy, wasn't he?
I'll look it up. But he is exactly.
Have you seen Scotty Miller? No. He was like Toledo. No, Bowling Green.
Well, that's a Mac guy.
Bowling Green. Scotty Miller, white guy, lots of speed, slot guy. It's like, my God.
Pick him up.
He's going to make him a star.
I'm going to pick him up.
He played at Bowling Green. Yep.
I'm picking him up.
And I remember
right
watching
now.
Him 2 years ago going, this kid Scotty Miller is actually pretty good. He had a great pro day. Really good athlete.
5'11", 174.
Small.
Perfect to be the next Tom Brady superstar.
Really good athlete. I put a make it grade on him.
You got a what game?
Make it in the league.
Really?
For a little bit, yeah. Let's get Scotty Miller.
Well, let's go. All right. So there are our picks. Who's winning
rookie
it all?
Of the year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yep. And defensive, I'm going to go Patrick Queen.
I don't have a pick for as
well. Are you going Clyde or Joe?
I'm going Clyde.
If I had to pick, I'd take Clyde.
Who's your defense rookie of the year?
My defensive rookie of the year, I'm going to go Okuda.
I'll take Chase Young.
You should bet Okuda. Some good odds on it.
Is it?
You're like a plus 1,000.
Yeah.
100 to 1,000. How about MVP? I'm going Mahomes. Chalk.
I'm going Deshaun.
I think Russ is.
He's
going
to be the MVP, and there's still only going to be a wild card.
Nine, 10 wins. Yeah.
I think Russ has got a chance, especially in your scenario.
How low? When's the last time an MVP won only 9 to 10 games?
Never.
If he's the MVP, they're
going. He's going to
12-13. If he's MVP.
Their defense is they're gonna go crazy offensively, but their defense is gonna suck.
I think they'll vote someone else the MVP.
Who's y'all's who do you think?
As for what, the MVP?
Yeah.
I'll take Mahomes.
You might as well take Russ. Russ has never won one. You got Seattle one in that division. How about coach of the year? I'm going Frank Reich because I have Indianapolis winning. I figure Frank's probably has a good season if they win a division.
I'll take Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
I'll take Dan Quinn.
You like the Falcons for some reason.
I think they're going
to
do.
But even you got another wild card team getting coach of the year.
They could be 7-9 again.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to give a different one?
No, that's a good.
I'll give you Kyle Shanahan. You're welcome.
All right.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Why are you wearing a mask?
Because I don't know where John's been.
But you've worked with him for 3+ hours, and now you're
putting a mask on.
I left my Boomer Naturals in my car, so now I got to use this trash.
Mm. 1018 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 76 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, it's 10:20. We got Throw Shade Thursday coming your way at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to need it, baby. We're going to need it today. We want to throw shade at the Chiefs. We want to throw shade at the A's. We want to throw shade at the Lakers.
Well, they haven't done anything to us yet.
The Lakers and the A's have. The Chiefs did too. Well, screw them. 51-7.
That wasn't on the Chiefs.
A holes. Yes, it is on the Chiefs.
The Texans allowed that to happen.
No, they didn't allow anything to happen.
Kind of felt like they just let it happen.
No, they didn't. They were forced into that situation.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you think they did it of their own free will?
On
no.
Some of those drives.
You think they lost 51-7 of their own free will?
You put injured Lonnie Johnson on Travis Kelce. It feels like you're looking for an ass beating.
Well, they were forced into that. I'm telling you. Well, who else did they have? And that's it. And he had a sore ankle.
Yeah, that's
do you
what
think
I'm saying.
That they stopped to get? Do you think that they said, "Hey, Travis, listen, you're going to just have to walk through your routes now because Lonnie's got a bad ankle."
Well, if you know you're primary defender for Travis Kelce has a bad ankle, maybe you take your primary defender off of Travis Kelce.
They're bad people. They, you know what? They took advantage of a situation, and look what they did. And they made our players feel bad and embarrassed.
And they got DeAndre Hopkins out of here.
So that's why they need to get shade thrown at them.
I'm not going to throw shade at the Chiefs, but you can if you call in. That'll be next segment. Also, you people on the west side, if you were, oh, it's 10:30, I can't really hear anything. Well, you have 92.5, so now you can call in.
Throw
it's
shade
number.
Throw shade at yourself. Whining like little biz notches.
Now you have the app. You have 92.5. Yep. You have no excuse not to be able to throw shade.
Right, exactly. 713-780-3776. Mr. H wants to get in here. Let's get him in here. What's say, Mr. H?
Hey, guys.
What's going
on? I got to go with the Colts. My boy is right. Frank Wright over there.
Frank Wright,
and,
yeah.
But as far as the Rockets, he knew better. That's going to leave a bad stain on the Rockets. D'Antoni and them. And it's really going to drive Harden or Westbrook out of Houston because of what he did. And that just, it's embarrassing when you're a man. And girls is lurking around. They know you got money. And I just hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't know the circumstances for the particular incident. He's talking about Daniel House being investigated for having a COVID tester in his room. I don't know if it's a money thing. I don't know what it is, but it's a bad look.
Could have been love.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. That's why I said. But you missed game three because of the investigation. You possibly can miss game four. It looks bad. And I don't blame anyone but Daniel House.
Yeah, no, this is squarely on Daniel House. And if he doesn't play, I mean, this is a black mark on his career.
Is this worse than a D'Angelo Russell snitching on Nick Young situation?
This is a Clevenger. This is a Lou Williams. This is a, I don't know about that one. Well, this is a, you put yourself in front of the team and you risk the team. I mean, you cared more about that than you did winning basketball games. You knew what
the rules were.
You knew what the rules were.
Yeah, no matter what you might say. And, well, you see people arguing against a suspension because, well, she's in the bubble and she's safe. Well, he knew the rule. And the rule is no body in your room that wasn't team personnel, unless you had brought a guest along and they have their own room. I guess you can be in there with them. He made a mistake, and a terrible one, and it cost him a playoff game. Now he has stood on, I didn't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question will be, if he didn't do anything wrong, and it turns out whatever the rumor is wrong, how does the NBA make it up to the Rockets if they cost one of their rotation players in game three? So, how do you make the decision to suspend him if it turns out he didn't do anything wrong?
Well, I think they're deciding that. You can say all day, because, you know, I didn't do anything wrong.
Huh? Yeah.
You know, she's in the bubble. I didn't sneak anybody in. And you got, I can do, well, I'm a grown man. I can do what I, well,
yeah,
no.
What's the, how, because it's a pretty clear rule. No one outside of the team personnel in your room. So how did he not do anything wrong? The only way he could have not done anything wrong, if she never entered his room.
Right.
So that seems pretty clear cut. Unless,
yeah.
Because if she never entered his room, and the NBA plus the Rockets came together and said he's not going to play for personal reasons, they just removed the guy from a playoff game for something he didn't do. So there has to be some pretty clear evidence that something happened.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably in the room and stuff happened.
I don't think you.
And they did stuff.
Even if they didn't, he crossed the line by bringing her in. But I don't think they were going to remove him from a playoff game without pretty clear evidence that he did something.
No. 1026 ESPN 97.5. So it's throw shade Thursday time, and you might want to throw shade at Daniel House. Or, this, as the guy said, they're after money. As Mr. H just said.
And you would counter with, if she was really after money, there are other NBA players she could have gone after.
I'm thinking this wasn't a money grab, okay? You had a lot of money there. She was testing a lot of money, okay?
Yeah, and she picked Daniel House.
Daniel House? Uh-uh. That's why I never bought the Taylor Rooks thing. Uh-uh. She ain't going for no Daniel House. 713-780-3776. It's Throw Shade Thursday. Let's throw some, make some shade next.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1029 on ESPN 97, 1030 now, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. For those of you on the west side, you can hear us now. So you can stop. You can't throw shade at the signal anymore because you got 92.5 now. So suck it, all of you that, what? You can say that?
I mean, it's just very aggressive to the listeners who all they want to do is hear the show. You're telling them. Look, you guys are so into the show, you get upset when you can't hear it. You guys always complain about not being able to hear a show you like. Suck it. I mean,
it doesn't make much sense. No, I get it.
It's a little aggressive.
I know it doesn't make any sense, but still.
Still, you like saying it.
I just like to say it. And I like to say throw some, make some shade, too. So, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday. Brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All righty then. 713-780-3776. It's time to throw some, make some shade. Jesse is going to lead us off this morning. What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Lance and John?
Good.
I'm going to throw some shade at Coach O'Brien. I can already see that tonight we're going to lose by 15 points. And he ain't going to get the season going pretty good, I don't think. So, I just want to do Houston a favor and just go ahead and throw some shade at him.
All right.
Throw some, make some shade.
That seems like a preemptive strike.
Well.
Okay. All right. It seems, but I can't refute it. I mean, they're going to lose by 15 now. My bet is not good, not looking good, but can't refute it. Lazy J, what up?
What's going on, Johnny G, RIP Raheel, Dale? Hey, buddy, got a question for you. Hey, do you think that's going to hurt LeBron's career as far as the defender, with him basically calling for a double team every time he's guarding James Harden, and he can't basically guard James Harden one-on-one?
I don't think so, because it seems like a good decision, because James doesn't make great decisions out of the double. I don't think LeBron ain't the same guy anymore. Everyone knows it. He doesn't want any part of James one-on-one. No one does.
I got you. You don't want that smoke.
No, no one does.
I feel you. My quick shade this week is going to be to all y'all trash-ass Texans fans. Y'all going to lose tonight. Your quarterback loves porn stars. Your defensive end is basically a steroid user. So y'all just all ass and trash, man. So good luck tonight,
throw
man.
Throw some, make some shade.
Lazy J. That's interesting. Can't refute it.
No, you can't. You can throw shade back if you want to.
And I just might. Hopefully, La Raza would hit him back. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Davencito!
Para tres,
gentlemen, good morning. I see Lazy J's speedy recovery from his HIV. I mean, Corona's good, so I'm glad he's okay. Hey, I want to give a special shout out to everybody in Pullman. I want to throw some shade. Now, here it goes. I want to throw shade at the show. First of all, y'all don't give my boy Dale Ola 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 late on the announcement. It says John Granato, but not Dale's name. So that's my first
shade. I know, right?
My second shade is to, you didn't pump up none of the Houston teams, man. We're supposed to pump it up, man. And my third shade is to who gives a rat's ass about a gender reveal? You burned half of California. Now all the freaking Californians are going to move to Texas. Way to go. Shade throw.
Make some shade.
There it is. Shade thrown. Yeah, that is stupid.
Yeah.
That can't be dumber. You're burning down an entire state to show what kind of baby. Yeah, you can't be dumber.
Like four people.
What's the baby's name going to be? Fire?
Brimstone, I call it.
Brimstone, that's nice. Brim, yeah. If it's a boy, Brim. Was it a boy? It was a boy, right? Was it a blue?
I think that part of the story has been lost. What the baby's gender actually was, you know, because you caused billions of dollars of damage to an entire state that's already having money issues.
Yeah. Let's go, Mito. Hey, what up, Mito? Hey.
Hey, I got a quick question, man. So my boss wants to bet me $100 straight up Texans and Chiefs. Should I take my Texans? before I get to my shade?
Straight up?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Get points. Don't bet them straight up.
All right. Well, my shade this week is to the NBA. Man, how y'all going to get on Daniel House, man? He just because he wanted to get the nurse in his room to practice. That's all he was doing was practicing, getting into the hole, man. He's going to do that there, and then he's going to do it on the court tonight, man. Go Rockets, baby.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's all he's trying to do. Who's next? We got Chase. What's going on, Chase?
Hey, guys. Hey, I want to throw some shade at my current boss. I know typically you're supposed to give 2 weeks' notice, but this is my notice that tomorrow's my last day. Well. I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Well, there's your notice. That's it. Let's see. Who's next? Willie. What up, Willie?
I want to throw some shade at the trash-ass A's for letting Mike Fiers take off and not face with the Astros.
There it is.
I'm throw some, make some
Thanks,
shade.
Willie.
And to be honest with you.
It wasn't his. No. It was 5 games in 4 days, and Fiers pitched the day before the Astros.
But even still, Mike Fiers should probably enjoy his time against the Astros, at least at home, considering what they do. In fact, he should want to pitch against them. Astros lineup?
Yeah. They've won 6 out of 7 against the Astros in Oakland, so I don't think they're... Yeah. 713-780-3776. Vincent. What up, Vincent?
How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, man, I just want to throw some shade at all the people that think that the Texans are going to get blown out today. Man, if you on paper, if you look at it, they could be a top 10 offense. So, the Kansas City Chiefs defense... Front seven is pretty good, but I honestly think I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game today. It's going to knock some rust off, but I think the Texans are going to compete today. Jeez, I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Thank you.
I just want to throw some shade at anybody going. This is thinks that Texas is going to get run over today.
Thank you.
Throw some, make some shade.
Vincent, very smart call. Shade at all you a-holes that think the Texans are going to get blown out. Jerks and losers. Luke is here. What up, Luke?
Okay, so the press box has been a show for a few months, and Nick's already got his name on the opening, but Dell's been producing the bench since, what, almost 3 years now, and he's not on the opening? That's some shade, John and Lance. That's some shade.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Michael? That's not Michael, not me. Michael hates you. No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm laughing so hard because Michael's the nicest person I probably ever met.
Yeah, but he probably
met.
Hates you.
Maybe secretly. I wouldn't put it past
him. Yeah, I don't put it past anybody to hate you.
Well, have you yelled at Michael about the imaging for 92.5 yet?
I haven't yelled at him. I went in there and talked to him about it.
I know.
He's swamped.
I know he is.
He's swamped with the network. No, there's not a nicer person, but he probably hates you.
I understand. I bring that out to people.
You do. Jeff wants to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776. What do you say, Jeff?
I'm throwing shade at my whole fantasy league for declining all my trades and for a sucker for stealing my kicker, Young Ho Koo.
Yeah.
I'm throwing some, make some shade.
Young Ho? I love Young Ho. He was the last pick of our draft last night.
Did you make the pick?
I didn't.
Who's your kicker?
Who's my kicker?
Yeah.
Will Lutz. Okay. In both leagues. Antony. What's going on, Antony?
What's up, gentlemen? All right, I want to throw shade at all Houston curses. I want to throw shade at Quad. I want to throw shade at choking in the fourth quarter. I want to throw shade to having big leads and then giving them up in the playoffs. I want to throw shade of hiding in the fourth quarter when you're the best player on earth. And I also want to throw shade at people who don't want to work when they beg for a job. Shade thrown. I hate everybody.
Throw some, make some shade.
Well, that covers... Well, he covered the entire world.
Yeah. He hates everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony was a guy who was a big, hardened guy, but after that Game 7 against the Thunder, he said he saw the light about what James is in the fourth quarter. It's not been... And Houston in itself hasn't had a great closing experience. 8 outs away. Texans are up 24-0. And they got through OKC. But the fourth quarter issues have traveled to the Lakers series, too.
Yeah, no, the fourth quarter sucks. Elimination James is real. The Astros were the only, the 17 Astros, the only ones that closed.
Yeah, and even they had to double down on, actually, they had to revert back to what Houston knows all about, And we're eight outs away from winning a second title in 3 years. We're going to do dumb things and not get it done.
Yeah. I'm just, that kind of blow. I mean, that's a bummer. The fourth quarter is, it's winning time. I want to throw shade at the Rockets' fourth quarter, too, the last couple of games. Honestly, watching those games last night, watching how clutch Boston and Toronto were, watching how clutch Kawhi was, I mean, you knew that he wasn't going to blow that game. Denver tried to make a run. He was like, nah. Watching the Astros blow a 2-0 lead because Kyle Tucker can't slide in and make a sliding catch. That's an easy catch for a left fielder. Come on, dude. We're a bunch of gags. Let's go. Let's step up tonight. Win all these games. Damn it, I'm taking every Houston team right
Straight
now.
Up.
I'm taking every Houston team, starting with the Astros this afternoon.
Okay.
Then the Rockets.
Okay.
And then the Texans.
Straight up for the Texans?
Straight up.
Okay. 3-0 tonight.
They're winning all three games. Not covering, winning.
Ooh.
Damn it.
How good do you feel about what you just
Not
said?
Not good. Not good. I'm throwing shade at myself for losing all that money.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
All right. Good. That was good. That was good. Good Throw Shade Thursday.
Had new people on. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and anybody new. That's awesome. It's always awesome when y'all call in. We appreciate that. I want to talk about cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. That's my peeps over at Coors Light. I love Coors Light. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you going to enjoy the game tonight? Are you going to enjoy a game with a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light? You know Coors Light is the official beer of football, right? You know it's the official beer of playoff basketball. You know it's the official beer of baseball. It's the official beer of sport, of watching sports, of enjoying sports, it's the official beer of enjoying a good time with your friends. That's what it is. And tonight's a great night to get together with your friends and enjoy some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's keeping Texas chill, baby. When you see those blue mountains, it's chill. You're chill. You know it's chilled, and it is chilled. We kick back. We're going to kick back, watch games, enjoy them, and be Texas chill. That's right. Keeping Texas chill. Grab 12 ounces of chill. Grab 16 ounces of chill. Grab a 12-pack. That's 144 ounces of chill. If you're looking for the best, most refreshing beer, the world's most refreshing beer, it's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Well, a survey did a study on public support for sports. And the Black Lives Movement actually has, amongst these people, it says Americans who have a positive view of sports dropped from 45% positive in August 2019 to 30% last month. And it's in large part, they say, because they brought politics into the arena as opposed to just playing the games. Shut up and dribbling.
Yeah, and some people would respond with, we're not trying to be political. We just want what's fair.
Right,
I know that nuance will get lost in the shuffle. It's never going to be, oh, that's not political, because if one side feels a certain way about it and another side feels another way, then it's turned into a political argument.
I'm going to ask you a question because I don't know what it is.
Okay.
What is a furry convention?
It's when people dress up in life-size furry costumes and walk around in them. And maybe in some instances, like rub on each other and stuff.
Is it sexual in nature?
I don't know if initially that was what it's about, but because we're all just pervs, it becomes that.
Well, Joe Arpaio, apparently on Cameo, he welcomed a furry convention to Arizona.
Isn't he the ex-sheriff there?
Yeah, one of the Sheriff counties? Joe?
Yeah.
Well, hours later, he learned what it was. So they got him. They got Joe.
Yeah, that happens a bit. We know Brett Favre got caught doing, it wasn't of his own doing, but he just read something off a Cameo, and it turns out there was coded language for white supremacy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So now Sheriff Joe's a victim.
Sex educator and lifestyle coach Eleni Pavlovich. She's 33, and if you send her $37, she will rate your private parts.
For $37? That seems expensive, yeah, because cam girls have been doing that for years.
Well, apparently she's making a ton. And is she
attractive? Is that why she's making
a ton?
She's
in Queensland, Australia. She is attractive. She's very attractive. And apparently her rate, which is, well, $50 or 28 pounds, you send her a picture of your manliness, and she will rate it for you.
That is not a new endeavor. It's usually attached to, let's say, an adult entertainer or sex worker, whatever you want to call them. And that's just part of the package. Like,
mm-hmm,
maybe they offer pictures, but they also say, hey, if you want me to rate your stuff, that'll be an extra whatever. And guys want to hear from their favorite sex workers about what they think of their penis.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have never sent, I don't think I've probably have sent like one total, but not to a sex worker, just to someone I was talking to.
Ah.
But I don't even do that often because it's just a weird thing. Angles are off. It's just weird, John.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
To sit down and go, you know, I'm going to take a picture of this.
No.
It's weird. And I'm certainly not going to send it to a stranger.
No.
And pay her to rate it for me?
No. No, we don't. No.
Don't say we don't. We don't, but plenty of people do.
Well, they don't anymore, especially sending it to strangers. And listen, maybe her, because you're paying her and she wants you to send it.
A lot of people do that.
But don't send it to anyone that, like Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
But it is a thing that men have decided they want to do. Like, they'll slot, hey, take a look. What? No, I don't want that from you. A young woman will say, right. Did I ask you for that?
Then don't send it to me. A Florida woman is in a little bit of trouble. She's been arrested, though.
For what?
Well, she was in a lion's den, adult store, superstore. You've seen these lion's dens. They're on the freeway. It's a chain.
I got you.
Lion's den. It's an adult store. And she removed her clothes and began using the pink colored device.
Oh, boy.
And, here's the deal on that. Is it so wrong? Don't you want to try something out before you take it home? You get to try out a car if you're going to buy a car. You get to try out, at the ice cream store, don't they give you a little taste?
Yeah, but you don't. But at the grocery store, you don't get to.
Oh, you never try.
Unless you buy it.
Yeah, no, you've never tried a grape before you bought them? Or
I try not to, but I understand what you're saying. But you're never naked doing those things. Are you naked sitting to test drive a car?
Yeah, no.
No. Are you leaving bodily fluids on the car when you're test driving it?
Yeah.
That's the difference here.
Yeah, no.
Because I know, I just picked, is different. I picked up a car or bought a car in January. A couple test drives, went to multiple car dealerships. Never got the opportunity to, get naked.
Right.
It's not a thing you do there. And I imagine Lions, and as much as they like to sell, and that's their lane, keep your clothes on. In fact, I don't think there's a try it before you buy it deal any with sex toys.
Right.
Once you buy it, it's yours.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, and what if you don't like it? Then you put it back on the shelf.
Buy another one.
No, you put it back on the shelf, and then somebody else gonna use it.
No, you buy it, and then you throw it away.
I see. Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden are in trouble. Dell,
I don't know who I know who those guys are. Yeah. I know the story. They're both young English internationals, and what that means is they play for the English national team, and they kind of pulled a Daniel House.
Yep. Well,
they were in Iceland, right?
They this was more like the Seattle defensive back.
That's true, because they weren't in a bubble.
They weren't in a bubble.
They're at a hotel. What, in Finland or was it Iceland?
Iceland,
and they tried to bring a couple of Icelandic girls.
Not a couple. I think there were four.
Well,
the two of them tried to bring four in, so which is
two for each. Apparently,
pretty good.
I mean,
I like it. And I like the effort.
They're young, and I don't know how attractive they are, but they're young, in shape athletes who play for one of the prominent soccer teams in the world. So they're probably going to get a lot of attention. Oh, look, the English guys are here. Girls are like, hey, let's hang out. Unfortunately, because of COVID, not a thing you can do anymore.
No.
And they got sent home.
Yeah, they're home now.
So they missed out on the opportunity to play. And I think that the Foden kid, I think the Mason Greenwood kid plays for like Manchester United, so he had to answer some questions. They both play for Manchester team, so Foden I think got sent back to Man City, and they put out a statement saying they disagree with his actions. But I think either he had just made his first appearance or he was in line to make his first appearance for the team. His first ever international appearance, and he screwed it up by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had just been called up to the team.
Maverick Stowe apparently is in some trouble. He goes to William Floyd High School. He is going to be suspended because he actually went to high school. I was going to school like students should be going to school. I think that a 5-day suspension is out of line, he says. He's been suspended because it was a remote day. He went to school on a remote day.
Look, as a kid who always took advantage of not going to school, even some days when I was supposed to be at school, I don't understand showing up when you don't have to, but I also don't understand having to suspend the kid for doing it.
Yeah, suspended.
I feel like you say, okay, you made a mistake, just go home. Why did he have to get suspended? Did he cause trouble when he was at school?
He just showing up is trouble, Dale. You don't go to school when you're not supposed to go to school. How about this kid wants to go to school and he's going to be suspended for it?
I feel like the last week plus has been a bad week for common sense.
I just don't feel like that's like Lance's kids would ever be accused of that, the way he talks about it.
No. It's a bad week for common sense as far as educators are concerned.
Yeah.
The toy gun? To his own room and virtual learning got him suspended and the police came to his home. And now this.
Apparently, we told you about Joe Exotic underwear, right?
Yes.
Flying off the shelves. It's already sold out.
I'm not surprised. That was a phenomenon back when we didn't feel things were as bad, even though COVID had hit and put us all at home. I understand. I wouldn't buy Joe underwear, though.
You don't. That's not for you.
No, it's not. I don't want another man's face anywhere near my groin.
Our government appears to be having a problem with the stimulus checks. Apparently, dozens of Austrians with no U.S. affiliation are getting U.S. Treasury checks. So that seems to be a problem.
So COVID's been a thing since March. People have complained about only the one stimulus check, saying, all right, how long have some people been out of work? I know unemployment's been a thing for people, but you provided one check of $1,200. And in some cases, some of the checks are going to people in Austria?
Yeah. Send the checks to Austria. That seems like a... I mean, I could see if it was, you know, Austria, Texas, or, I don't know, Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sent it, and you go, oh.
That's still a dumb mistake.
That's a dumb mistake.
But at least there's a Paris, Texas in here, and in the country, and you sent it to France.
Right. You're sending it to Austria. Now, at what point do you think that an American Treasury check for COVID relief should go to Austria?
At no point.
You just can't trust.
Do you think the government is run well?
I think our president's doing everything he can.
I didn't even say the president. I just said the government as a whole.
I just think that he's got to get better people at the Treasury.
Maybe he was told COVID was a bigger deal in Austria than he thought it was here.
I don't know what the deal is.
He sent it to Austria.
All I know is it's 10:56. We're done. We will talk to you tomorrow after the greatest day in Houston history. 3-0. This will be the greatest day in Houston sports history. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.